ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ सो वेर् आर् वी कर्मयोगो नाम तृतीयोऽध्यायः विद् द लास्ट् वर्स् So anyway, after having heard the whole teaching on karma, how the nature of karma, how performance of karma is inevitable on the part of any living being and any human being, and as an ignorant one has to choicelessly do the karma, as a karma yogi one has to do karma, and as a jnani one has to do karma. There is no choice. Karma, performance of karma is inevitable, isn't it? And he explained how for a karma yogi, karma with the proper attitude prepares the mind for jnanam, and for a jnani it becomes expression of his fullness. Therefore karma, and it is a must. So he explained the need, the necessity for one to do karma. Isn't it? And there is no way of preparing one's mind for jnanam. If purusharth nischaya is there and moksha is the choiceless end, what choice we have about attaining moksha? Moksha is a choiceless end, and that is something in the form of knowing, something to be attained. That knowledge, all that you require is the subtle and sharp buddhi. For that sharpness of the intellect and the alertness of the mind, the only way is one has to live a life of dharma. There is no way of living a dharma without doing karma. Values need expression, isn't it? And to values known, values known will be extinct, isn't it? Values known, only when they are lived means, only through karma, values become lived and expressed. For which karma anushthanam is important for dharma, dharma upasthiti, isn't it? For dharma vyaktatvam, dharmasya vyaktatvam. If the dharma has to be vyaktaha, then karma anushthanam is a must, isn't it? So karma dharmasya vyaktihi, without dharma anushthanam is not possible. Without karma is not possible. Therefore, he explained the need for karma, everything. The whole teaching is over. Then still Arjuna wanted to know, if at all a person does the wrong action, and what is that which really makes a human being go against one's own conscience, one's own will? Now, in spite of knowing what is right and what is wrong, because no human being can ever say, I do not know what is right and what is wrong. Only thing is, everybody knows what is right and what is wrong. Only thing is, if at all a person says, I don't know what is right and what is wrong, that means what? It only shows one does not pay attention to what one already knows. Sometimes you know, you have, but you don't pay attention to it, then it seems to be, it seems as though you are ignorant of something. Really speaking, everybody knows what is right and what is wrong. Because how everybody knows what is right and what is wrong? Because everybody knows how others should behave with oneself. How others should treat me, how others should be with me, I know very well. So the same way, everybody else is expecting from me the same thing, I know that. That is how I know what is right and what is wrong. I don't need to be taught dharma. But still, in spite of knowing what is right and what is wrong, in spite of not wanting to do the wrong action, anichchannapi, dharma jnanam, dharma vishaye jnanam asti, dharma anushthanaya iccha api asti. So, therefore, there is no iccha for doing the wrong action. Anichchannapi, something is there in the mind, forcing him to go against dharma. What is that? That is the question asked by Arjuna. Now, anichannapi he varshneya. Now, this papam charati purushaha kaha prayunjate. Now, what is that really? Impelled by what? This person goes against his own conscience and will. Isn't it? And it's not a very happy thing. It's not a very pleasant thing. Going against one's will is not a pleasant thing. Very painful thing, but still one does it. Why? He says, Krishna says very beautifully, we saw the verse in the last class.
Kama yesha krodha yesha. Kama yesha krodha yesha. Rajoguna samudbhavaha. Rajoguna samudbhavaha. Mahashano mahapapma.
Mahashano mahapapma.
Vidhyenamiha vairinam.
So Bhagavan says, hey Arjuna, vairinam vidhi, iha vairinam vidhi. In this context, please understand, Arjuna, know this to be your enemy. Vairi is enemy. Vairin nakarantaha pullingaha vairin shabdaha. Tasya dvitiya bhakto ekavachane vairinam iti rupam. Vairinam, isn't it? The second case is what? Objective case is what now? It's a vairinam. May you know this to be your enemy. Iha vairinam vidhi. Come, yena, may you know this to be your enemy. Who is this? Because he says, yeshaha kamaha. Because even though he uses the word kamaha and krodaha, but later he is only singular. What is that? Yenam. He doesn't say yetau. He only says enam, singular. Therefore, what now? He means only kama there. Indeed, this desire is your anger. Yeshaha kamaha. This is the kama. Know this desire to be your enemy. Why? This desire alone, unfulfilled, comes in the disguise of anger. Therefore, what? Yeshaha kamaha alone is what now? Comes other form also what now? Anger. Therefore, eshaha krodaha. Eshaha kamaha, eshaha krodaha. And there are two different things, okay? Why there are two different things? Anger is nothing but modified form of another form of desire. Unfulfilled becomes what now? Becomes anger. Krodaha. And what is it born of? Rajoguna samudbhavaha. It is a product of rajoguna. It's also a material product, isn't it? Rajoguna samudbhavaha means don't take it very seriously. It's a product of matter. Rajogunaha, sattogunaha, tamogunaha are all what now? Expressions of matter only. Isn't rajoguna is one of the expressions of matter? And that is, this is product of rajoguna. So all about gunas we are going to see later on in another chapter. Gunatray Bhaga Yoga will be specially, we have to wait for the chapter to come, and that chapter will be analyzing in detail all the gunas. That is why sometimes you have to wait for certain things. But here it is enough for you to know this much. Now what? This anger is a vrittihi, desire is a vrittihi, antahkarana vrittihi, a thought, modifications. The whole mind is what now? Material product. This is also material product. And it's mainly this is anger and desire are what now? Products of rajoguna. Rajoguna samudbhavaha. And he says, this desire, who also becomes anger, born of this rajoguna, know this desire to be your enemy. Enam vairinam iha vidhi. But who he used two adjectives for kamaha. Maha ashanaha, maha papma. Mahan ashanaha, maha ashanaha. Mahan means, we always use the mahan for what? In English, Indian language, if you say mahan means great person, we mean. Mahan means great, big, that's all. Isn't it? But maha ashanaha means maha purushaha, maha atma, maha. Now, we use maha for everything. Mahati stri and mahat karyam, great action, great endeavor, we say so many things. and Maha Ashanaha. Ashnati, I told you last time itself, is eating, khadati, bhakshayati. You know, like that we have one more word for Ashnati. And Ashanaha means the eater. No? There is a great devourer, the great gulper, the great glutton, isn't it? Is called what now? Maha Ashanaha. Maha Ashanaha. Why? Because Maha Ashanaha, how many ever your desires you fulfill, still there'll be one more, few more, 10 more, 100 more, 1000s more, or more and more of desires. Desires will never say, okay, desire will never come to an end. Okay? The desire will never come to an end. Therefore, it's a big consumer. Big consumer means Maha Ashanaha. Then Maha Papa, great sinner. The one who is impelled by desire and does the wrong action, one who is impelled by desire and involved in the wrong action is a Papa. But he says the desire also is a Maha Papa, great sinner. Why? Because it impels you to do wrong action. Why it is Papa? You know, Shankara says very beautiful. We'll see that anyway. See, this one who robs is a papi. One who robs is a papi. One who robs is a sinner. And this desire also robs. You know what it robs? It robs your buddhi shakti. It robs your vivekaha. Therefore, desire also is what now? Sinner. Robbing is a wrong action, isn't it? One who robs is a sinner. It doesn't matter what you rob. This desire also robs your discriminative, the power of discerning, your discerning capacity is robbed away by this desire. Therefore, this desire is said to be what now? Mahapapma, great sinner. Isn't it? Okay. Now, Mahashanaha, Mahapapma, Eshaha Kamaha, Eshaha Krodaha, Rajogunamudbhavaha, Enam Iha Vairinam Vidhi. May you know this desire to be your enemy. Vidhi means what? Vith Dhatuhu is a second conjugation root, and verb is Veti, and Vidh plus He is affixed there, an imperative second person, Vidhi, because of Sandhi. Because Vidhi, may you know. Okay, Janihi. Okay. I think I have to do the Bhashyam now. Aishwaryasya, Samagrasya, Dharmasya, Yashasaha, Shriyaha, Vairagyasya, Atha, Mokshasya, Shannam, Bhaga, Iti. Itirgana. It is said here. What is this? This said thus. What is that? He says, Bhagaha iti. Do you see that ir there? Repa there?
Ir. It's not there. Itirana. Itirana.
Okay, it is itirgana says, itirana must be. You know, okay, irayati is own word. It is saying, okay, says the something like that. So here, it is said. What is said here? Bhagaha. You know, bhagaha, there is a spelling mistake anyway. So bhagaha means, shannam bhaga iti irana means what? Bhaga, what is Bhaga? He says, Shannam, the six together is said to be Bhaga. Shannam, Samuhaha, Bhagaha. Now, the set of six is said to be Bhaga. We had supply words there. What are the six here? He says, Aishwaryasya, Samagrasya. So, prosperity, you know, of the six, Shannam, Bhaga means, there are six virtues together constitute Bhagaha. There, what is the first of the six virtues? He says, Aishwaryam. Aishwaryasya, Dharmasya, Yashasaha, Shriyaha, Vairagyasya, Athamokshasya. Together, what now? Yetesham Shannam. Of these six. No? So he is samagram means what? Entirety. Samagram means entirety, entire. So samagrasya aishwaryasya means what? Of the prosperity. Prosperity of the prosperity in its entirety. Then dharmasya of the dharma, the order in its entirety, the total universal order. Then yashasaha of the fame in its entirety, of this Shri and Shriyaha. Now of the Shriyaha actually, of the wealth in its entirety. Now the vairagyasya atha, then the dispassion in it, now it's total, in totality. Then mokshasya, mokshasya is what now here? Freedom in its total freedom actually. Its entirety, shannam, bhaga, itirana. Itirgana also is there, so okay, it's not a problem, but anyway, itirana. So, he quotes from some other Puranam. And he says, these six, Aishwaryam, the Aishwaryam, Dharmaha, Yashaha, Shriyaha, the Dharmaha implies strength. Why? Because Dharmaha means all functions, all order means, without a power a person cannot do any strength. No Dharma, no Karma, no order can be maintained, isn't it? Okay. My book Dharma says it is. Actually, that's a virium is a better word. Yeah. Anyway. So you got some Aishwarya Samagra synonyms?
Aishwarya.
Do you have?
Virya. Yashasya. No, Yashasaha.
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 Shriyaha. We have a Moksha, you say also?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, doesn't matter. Mokshaha implies the, again Aishwarya. First you had Aishwarya, first comes. So Aishwaryasya, Dharmasya, Yashasaha, Shriyaha, Vairagyasya, Mokshasya, it implies what actually? Once you have Jnanam is not mentioned here, Jnanam is understood there. Moksha implies Jnanam only. Okay? So all wealth and the total dispassion, all fame, all name, the Shriyaha is that, look at this. Shriyaha is wealth. All wealth, all fame, and all knowledge, all strength, all of them together is what? Bhagaha. Everything in its entirety is what? Bhaga. And therefore he says, and Aishwaryadi Shatkam. Aishwaryadi Shatkam means what? The set. Shatkam means a set of six is called Shatkam. Panchakam, Chatushtayam. Now we have that like set. A set of sixfold virtues, such as Aishwaryam, prosper, the overlordship, etc. Yasmin Vasudeve, in which Lord, the Lord of the universe is said to be Vasudevaha. Don't think of anybody else, okay? Lord of the universe means the Lord the whole. The Lord who is in the form of the whole universe is called Vasudevaha. Devaha means one who shines, and Vasu means what? One who shines as. One who shines as everything here. Now, Vasu means wealth. One who shines as the wealth of the universe. The whole entire universe is called Vasudevaha. Okay, the Lord who is in the form of the universe, in that Lord alone, what now? All these set of six full virtues, such as overlordship, etc. Or nityam pratibaddhatvena samarasyena cha vartate. Nityam apratibaddhatvena, nityam apratibaddhatvena is there definitely. Now, apratibaddhatva means what? Now, it that which is there as the very, very abode of. Apratibaddhatvena means irremovably that which is there in its apratibaddhatvena. Then samarasyena, equally, in equally also. Samarasya means what? Equally. The sixfold virtues, all of them, a set of sixfold virtues, all of them are in where? In the Lord. Who is the Lord? The Lord who is in the form of universe, who shines as the universe. In that Lord it is there. But how are they? As a part of the Lord, as a belonging, a swarupam of the Lord, as abode, having Lord as a swarupam, in the Lord itself, as what? No, samarasyena equally. Not one is less, one is more. All of them are in equal measure. Samarasyena cha vartate. When nityam, always, there is no time they ever get removed. There is no time Lord becomes, now loses. Like our, the power which we get, every election, election after election we lose power, then we get power. One election we win, one election we lose. Some parties, some people lose. But Lord is what? It's anitya. Anityam pratibaddhatvena. Listen now. Whereas Bhagavan's, these sixfold virtues are what now? Nityam apratibaddhatvena samarasyena cha vartate. They remain as the very a part of the Lord, part and parcel of the Lord. They're not removable.
People over here,
apratibandhena, you can say, apratibandhatvena also you can say, because baddhatvam, make it participle, then may addatva, some different versions of the manuscripts when they translate. Anyway, the meaning is the same, apratibandhena, apratibandhatvena. It's a good book actually, it's not a bad book, it's a good book only. Anyway, no, because it's a very good book actually. Somebody from school only book must be belonging to yours. You gave the book to me. Anyway, it's not a bad, it's not a wrong translation because the words are different, same meaning. Baddhatvam bandaha. Pratibandaha pratibandha. Understand now? Yeah. So, apratibaddhatvena, isn't it? That means they never ever, you know, none of these sixfold virtues are there, you know, none of the sixfold virtues can be prevented from being there. So, apratibaddhatvena, pratibaddhatvam means what now? Pratibaddhatvam being prohibited, being obstructed, being, you know, but now they are there always as what? Having that as the substratum, as the abode. Therefore, they can never be removed. Apratibaddhatvena, equally, in equal measure, they are there in the Lord. Therefore, what happens? Utpattim, say now?
Utpattim.
Pralayam chaiva. Bhutanam.
Bhutanam.
Agatim gatim.
Agatim gatim.
Veti. Vidyam. Avidyancha. Savachyo. Bhagavan iti. So, one more verse is there. So, the Lord in whom all these sixfold virtues are in equal measure, okay, irremovably, isn't it? Then, one more thing he says, Utpattim pralayam chaiva bhutanam agatim gatim veti vidyam avidyancha savachyo bhagavan iti. Who is Bhagavan? Saha vachyaha bhagavan iti. Please listen to me carefully. Saha bhagavan iti vachyaha. He is said to be the Lord. He is said to be Bhagavan. Who is Bhagavan? One who has bhaga. One who has bhaga is Bhagavan. Isn't one who is endowed with sixfold virtues in equal measure, irremovably, is what? Bhagavan. And who is this Bhagavan? This Bhagavan is the one, he says, Veti, Yaha Veti. This Bhagavan, one who is endowed with sixfold virtues, who knows, Veti, he knows. He knows what? Vidyam avidyancha. He knows vidya, he knows avidya also. One who knows ignorance and knowledge. Isn't it? One who knows vidyam avidyam cha, then utpattim pralayam chaiva. Utpattim janati pralayam chaiva. One who knows the creation and one who knows dissolution also. One who, that means what? Bhutanam agatim gatim. One who knows the manifestation of beings, one who knows the unmanifestation, again beings becoming unmanifest also. That means what? One who is there, no, knowing the, knowing means what? One who is there as the witness of beings becoming manifest, beings becoming unmanifest, knowing the, knowing knowledge and ignorance, and who's there as what? Knowing the manifestation of the cosmos and the unmanifest, no, the dissolution of the universe, one who knows this is who? Bhagavan. So what does it say now? the whole this utpattihi implies knowledge. Dissolution implies knowledge. Without knowledge, isn't it? Without knowledge is the power here. Without the power of knowledge, creation is not possible. No, the dissolution is not possible. Isn't it? That means this manifestation is what he wants to say here. Anyway, that is there. Then vidyam avidyam cha veti, veti saha bhagavan iti vachyaha. He is said to be the Bhagavan. Who is Bhagavan? One who knows. Utpattihi, creation. One who knows pralayaha, dissolution. One who knows ignorance. One who knows knowledge. No, one who is aware of the coming into existence of the beings, and one who is aware of the going away of the beings. Bhutanam agatim gatim cha pralayam cha utpattim cha. One who knows everything. It means what? Sarvajnaha sarvavit. Where did you hear the word sarvajnaha sarvavit? Mundaka Upanishad. I taught you. Anyway, once we finish teaching, other Upanishads ask you, I told you. Now you know Mundaka Upanishad, you can say. So what now? Therefore, sarvavit, sarvajnaha, one who knows everything in detail, everything in general, also. Sarvajnaha sarvavit, all knowing, omniscient, we say, no? This is what we say. So he says, Utpatyadi.
Vishayamcha.
Vijnanam.
Utpatti
adi vishayam cha means what? Utpatti adihi means utpatti means srishtihi, sthitihi, pralayaha, isn't it? Everything. Vishayam cha vijnanam and also knowledge. Yasya saha vasudevaha. Yasya, one who has that knowledge, vijnanam, saha, one who has the knowledge, one who has this vishayam, jnanam yasya, utpatyadi vishayam cha, vijnanam yasya, saha vasudevaha vachyaha bhagavaniti. One who has the knowledge of creation, manifestation and the dissolution and the coming into existence and the going away of the being, etc. That one who has that knowledge, that vasudeva, who should be understood as Bhagavan. Understand now? He says that. Why he says? Let us see that now. Kamaha yeshaha.
Kamaha yeshaha.
Sarvaloka.
Sarvaloka.
Shatruhu.
Shatruhu.
Yeshaha kamaha sarvaloka shatruhu. He is enemy of the entire universe. Sarvaloka shatruhu means what? He is enemy for all the human minds. He is not, what, the desire cannot be friend of one given mind and enemy for another mind. Okay? Sarvaloka shatruhu, kamaha. Now, why he wants to say now, Bhagavan is teaching now. Who is teaching here? This Bhagavan who he teaches you about the desire is the one who, Vasudeva is who now? One who has all sixfold virtues in equal measure, one who has the knowledge of the Srishti and Sthiti and Pralayam, one who knows the manifestation and unmanifestation of the beings, one who knows everything, that Bhagavan is talking now. Isn't it? He says now what? Kamaha yeshaha sarvaloka shatruhu. Then, yannimitta sarva anartha praptihi praninam. So, yannimitta means what? Because of which alone, sarva anartha praptihi praninam, for all the beings. Pranihi literally means any living being. Pranaha yasya asti saha pranihi. Any being which has prana, which breathes in and breathes out, is said to be prani. So, any living being is a prani. But here we have to understand as what now? Human beings, because no beings are worried about desire, okay? They are all okay, only we have problems with the desires. Therefore, sarva anartha praptihi. Anartha praptihi means, praptihi means gaining, the gain of unhappiness, the gain of sorrow, is because of what? Praninam, for all the beings, the cause of sorrow, the gaining of sorrow, is due to what now? Nimitta. What is nimittam for that? How one can experience dukkham? Isn't it? If you have a desire, desire itself is a pain because it won't allow you to sit peacefully. And you have to work for it. Is it to full, how to fulfill the desire? You have to be planning. And one, then therefore there is pain involved. Once you finish fulfilling the desire, new desire will come. Or if it doesn't get fulfilled, it will be anger and frustration. So always pain only. Therefore he says what now? Sarva anartha praptihi dukkha praptihi. Anarthaha means dukkha only. Dukkha praptihi here. Prayanam dukkha praptihi. No, is based on what? Why there is dukkha praptihi? Dukkha praptehe nimittam kim? What is nimittam? What is instrumental for one to have dukkham? Isn't it? He says, sarva loka shatruhu yeshaha kamaha. This desire, which is enemy for the entire world, is what now? Is the basis for, instrumental for any pain of the living beings. For the gaining of the pain. Okay, pain is because of this desire only. To be short, to make it brief, any sorrow, any grief, any anartha means dukkham only here. Dukkha praptihi, dukkasya praptihi is anartha praptihi. Why the anartha prapti? Why there is a dukkha prapti? Why there is dukkham? Sorrow is because of this desire only. And he said, no, desire only. Saha yeshaha kamaha. Yeshaha kamaha. That this desire, the enemy of the world, and which is a cause, now which becomes instrumental for one to gain the pain, he says, kamaha, pratihataha kenachit. Pratihataha means what? Pratihataha. Say now, pratihataha kenachit. So kamaha kenachit pratihataha. If the desire is not fulfilled or opposed, or unfulfilled. Pratihataha means unfulfilled. Okay? Pratihataha, unfulfilled, become krodhatvena parinamate. It becomes modified into what? Anger. It evolves into, modifies into, changes into what now? Anger. Krodhatvena parinamate. This desire alone has the what now? Becomes anger. Krodhatvena. Ataha. Krodaha api, yeshaha eva. Therefore, anger also is who now? This desire alone is anger. Yesha ataha, therefore. Ataha means what? It's an indeclinable word. Ataha is an indeclinable word which means therefore. Ataha, tasmat karanat. To make it short, ataha, therefore. Typical for English, therefore, you can easily use hence. For which ataha. Ataha, therefore, krodaha api yeshaha eva. Your anger also, even Samskritam looks like English, isn't it? Anger also is what? Samskritam sounds like English, I said. Krodaha api yeshaha eva. Anger also is nothing but desire only. Okay, different dress. Like, okay. Rajoguna samudbhavaha. Rajoguna samudbhavaha. Rajascha tadgunascha rajogunaha.
Rajascha
tadgunascha rajogunaha. That means what? Rajogunaha means, in fact, the kriyashaktihi, unmanifest kriyashaktihi, the power of motion, the power of activity, isn't it? Unmanifest becomes manifest, is called Rajogunaha. Okay, so that is, Rajogunaha is a manifestation of unmanifest power. The Kriya Shakti, unmanifest is Maya, manifest Kriya Shakti is what? Unmanifest Kriya Shakti is Maya, manifest Kriya Shakti is Rajogunaha. Understand now? That's all. This is Rajogunaha. Saha Samudbhavaha. Yes, yeah. Samudbhavaha yasya means what? That is the source of origin, isn't that? See, it's the product of Rajogunaha only. Yasya saha kamaha Rajoguna samudbhavaha. It is born of Rajogunaha. Rajogunasya va samudbhavaha. See, the desire, desire forces you to act. Therefore, it's expression of Rajoguna and it's a product of Rajoguna. Look at this. Desire forces you to act. Therefore, you can say what now? Rajoguna is expressed in the form of desire. Desire itself is what? Expression of Rajoguna. And the desire bond forces you to act. That's also what? Cause of? Isn't it? Expression of Rajoguna only. Desire by itself is a product of Rajoguna. It impels you to do karma. Therefore, it's also what now? Therefore, Shankara gives two meanings here. See, kamaha Rajoguna samudbhavaha. Rajogunasya va samudbhavaha. It is product of Rajoguna or it's expression of Rajoguna. Isn't it? And then it is a cause of what now? Action which is expression of Rajoguna. Is it clear now? Therefore, Rajoguna samudbhavaha. Now he says, kamohi udbhutaha rajaha pravartayan purusham pravartayati. See, kamaha udbhutaha. When the desire is born in a mind, then rajaha pravartayan. It what happens? It makes the rajoguna predominant. Once kama is born, then naturally rajaha pravartayati means what? It making rajoguna predominant, powerful, thereby it becomes what now? Purusham pravartayati. Now it activates the person. It makes the person involved in activities. Purusham pravartayati means it makes the person involved in activities. How? For which, for a person to be active, to be involved in activities, Rajoguna must become predominant. For Rajas to be predominant, the Kama somehow, once the desire comes, that is when even it really makes a person predominantly Rajasic, thereby it also activates the person. Rajaha pravartayati, thereby, first it pravartayati. What does it make predominant? Rajaha pravartayati. Thereafter, what does it do? Then, purusham karmani pravartayati. Action. So, he is very beautifully, he is presenting how Rajogunaha is expression of, manifestation of, unmanifest kriya shakti of Maya. Isn't it? Maya, that Rajoguna is there. It is the desire is product of Rajoguna, and you can also say what? It impels the person to do the karma. Therefore, it what knows expression of Rajoguna also. And once it desire is born, the whole person becomes highly Rajasic. The desire is not there, you'll be dull and inactive and things. Understand? The desire is there, then immediately what now? Desire is there, it activates the person. The whole being has to be, you can't say only, okay, leg, you go, come and go and come. You can't say. The whole person has to become what now? Active and then just move around to do something. Physically, isn't it? That what is Rajaha Pravartayati. The desire comes in the mind, the whole body gets what now? Rajas becomes predominant. Rajas is predominant and then it involves the person in activities. Rajaha pravartayati, rajaha pravartayanne, purusham pravartayati. Making the rajas predominant, it makes the person also what now? Active. Trishnaya.
Trishnaya.
He. Ahankaritaha.
Ahankaritaha.
Iti. Dukhitanam.
Dukhitanam.
Rajakarye.
Rajakarye.
Sevadau.
Sevadau.
Pravruttanam.
Pravruttanam.
Pralapaha.
Pralapaha.
Shruyate.
Shruyate.
He says, Trishnaya aham karitaha. Aham karitam is what? They have put, there's no separation at all, it's wrong to put like this. One has one sentence, one word. அகம் காரிதஹ, ஐ வாஸ் மெய்டு டு ஆக்ட். அகம் காரிதஹ, ஐ வாஸ் மெய்டு டு பி ஆக்டிவ். அகம் காரிதஹ, ஐ டிட் நாட் ஆக்ட், ஐ வாஸ் மெய்டு டு ஆக்ட். அகம் காரிதஹ கதம் த்ரிஷ்ணயா, ஐ வாஸ் மெய்டு டு ஆக்ட், இஸ்ன்ட் இட் காரிதஹ, ஹவ் ஐ வாஸ் மெய்டு to be active, by whom? Trishnaya, by the thirst, greed. Thirst here means a greed only. Greed is what? You know, the highest degree of desire is called greed, isn't it? So, Trishnaya, aham, karitaha, I did not do myself, I was made to do by my greed. Iti dukkhitanam, people who, iti dukkhitanam, for people who are sorrowful, ரஜ்காரியே ரஜஹா காரியே சேவாதௌ பிரவுத்தானாம், காரியே சேவா ஆதோ மீன்ஸ் வாட் சர்வீஸ் எக்ஸெட்ரா, பிரவுத்தாக தோஸ் பீப்புள் ஹூ ஆர் இன்வால்வ்ட் இன் ஆக்டிவிட்டீஸ் சச் ஆஸ் சர்வீஸ் ரதம் பிரலாபா ஸ்ரூயத்தே. Always they lament and they complain. Pralapa means what now? Simply they talk about, they always regret, you know, regretful lamentation, isn't it? Regretfully when people lament, oh, I was involved in that actions and these actions, now I am facing this. When they become highly painful, you know, dukkhitanam pralapaha. Who complain about the activities? When do the people become unhappy? Dukkhitaha bhavanti first. People are sorrowful, sad. They become sad. Dukkitaha bhavanti. Then dukkitana meva pralapa. Dukkitaha pralapanti. Dukkitaha pralapanti. They only blabber. They only talk. They only talk too much. When people become sorrowful, they say talk too much. No, because they had all the pain has to come out. Isn't it? Pain, when they suffer mentally, then they talk too much. Isn't it? Dukkitaha pralapanti. So, dukkitanam pralapaha shruyate. We often hear this murmuring and then complaining and then all this people, no? What people talk, we listen. Of whom? We hear the words of whom? Dukkitaha. The sad, sorrowful, suffering, the people who go through pain. How do they become go through pain? Because people who are involved in activities such as service. Seva karye, no, seva adau karye, karye seva adau. No, highly active work, which is such as service, etc., and people are involved, then what happens now? We hear from such people, oh, I did that and I did this much and then what happened now? Then they talk about their own pain, express their pain in of words. Then what do they say? Aham karitaha. I did so much. I was made to be so active. What, by what now? By my Trishna. By my, he doesn't say, okay? By the Trishna, by the greed. It was greed, it was Trishna, which Trishna karayati. Say now. Trishna karayati. Trishnaya karitaha. Trishna. See, Trishna maam karayati. Okay. Trishnaya aham karitaha. Okay. Trishna maam karitavati. That's the correct translation. Trishna maam karitavati. I did not do. This my greed alone. What now? Greed made me do. Trishnaya, make it passive sentence. Trishnaya aham karitaha. Aham, masculine gender, okay? Not aham, I should say aham karita, okay? Trishnaya aham karitaha. I was made to be active. Iti, who said that now? Is greed alone made me act like this? People who suffer, who go through pain, when? We hear people who highly suffering people, painful people, when they lament, when they complain about, they express their pain through the words pralapa. That's called pralapa. Regretfully, you know, talking too much. Then, who are the people who are highly involved into activities such as service? We hear, isn't it? That means what? Sal rajas. people who are highly predominantly rajasic, and they have what now? Lots of desires, and once the desires are there, the greed is there, the greed and desire will make them more rajasic. Look at this. Does desire make the person rajasic, or the rajas creates the desire? Of course, desire is a manifestation of, expression of, product of rajoguna, but the desire comes, but still you can be sattva pradana, no, sattvic predominantly, but once if the desire is unmanaged, you become what? Highly predominantly rajasic. Isn't it? Once you become predominantly rajasic, then you do what now? There is no control and you do lot of things. Then definitely there will be dukkham. There will be some pain, and then dukkham, then dukkitaha bhavanti, then dukkitaha pralapanti. They also blabber. They talk something. Then from their words, what do we gain? No? Aham karitaha. I was made to be active. By what? By this Trishna. Trishna is what now? The strong, when you say the highest degree of desire, you want to say about the strength of the desire, you can say Trishna. Okay, then he says, Mahashanaha. Mahad. Ashanam. Asya. Asya. Iti. Mahashanaha. Shankaracharya explains very beautifully. Mahat Ashanam. So I told you already, Ashudhatuhu, Ashnati verb, Ashanam gerund. Ashanam eating. Isn't it? Ashanam eating. And then Mahat Ashanam. The one who is of great eating, big eating, is who now? Mahat Ashanam, yes, yeah. The man of big eating is called Mahashanaha. Okay, we have Mahanasaha, big kitchen. Okay, big kitchen in all, generally in Indian families, you know, for anything, the kitchen must be very big. You have store out of food, cook out of food, and serve out of food. People should be fed always. Or every puja, everything, every homa, every ritual, you have to feed people. Feeding is part of dharma. And anytime, any people can always walk into the houses to stay, eat and drink and go. There's no appointment fixed. Mahanasaha means kitchen, and maha ashnaha means big eaters. Okay? Maha ashanaha. Mahad ashanam. Mahat ashanam. Mahadashanam. Isn't it? Just to shanti there. Okay. Asya iti mahashanaha. Therefore, because he is a big consumer and he can drive you to do what now? He can rob your viveka buddhihi. Because he robs your viveka buddhihi, you know what is right and what is wrong, but that knowledge will not come to handy, won't be of any use at the time of action. You just forget about the thing and then you do the wrong thing. Understand? That is called what? Therefore, atayeva, therefore, mahapapma. It's a great sinner. He says, kamenahi. Say no?
Kamenahi.
He indeed, kamena, by the desire, preritaha jantuhu. Say no? Actually, prerito jantuhu is there. When I spit it, preritaha jantuhu. See, induced, impelled, inspired. You can use this meaning for the word prerita. Prerita is also prerana, means inspiration, inducement, impelling, compelling, everything you can say. Okay? Preritaha means highly, now pushed by this kamaha, desire alone, jantuhu, a creature. Which creature? Any creature does any action impelled by its desire. Okay? But mainly human being here. We don't need to worry about, you know, lion going and hitting and killing this there, isn't it?
So here, jantuhu, jantuhu means what now? Jayate eti jantuhu, that which is born is jantu. And then, no, isn't it? Jantu. Being, living being. Papam karoti. Papam karoti. Papam charati, he said. Shankara used the word papam karoti. Kamena pretaha jantuhu papam karoti. Finished. Kim, why papam, man does papam? Kamena preritaha manishaha papam karoti. Ataha, therefore what now? Vidhi yenam. Say now? Vidhi yenam. Know this kamam. Vidhi yenam kamam. May you know this desire here, samsara, in this world of life of transmigration, this life of transmigration, there is no, you don't have any other enemy. Your enemy is who? This kamaha. Know this desire to be your enemy in this life of transmigration. In this world, there is no other enemy for you. Then, in fact, anything which takes you away from in the association of people or association of things, you know, or anything, any situation, any association which takes you away from the path of your pursuit of knowledge, isn't it, is your enemy. Anything which distracts your mind from jnanam pursuit is your enemy. Really speaking. Now the spiritual accomplishment, then that's enemy only. We don't really, if you value the spiritual end, then naturally you will know where to associate oneself, what to associate oneself with. Okay. Katham bairi iti drishtantaihi pratyayayati pratyayayati. Okay. Pratyayayati. Now with illustrations he is going to say how any desire is your enemy. Okay, how desire is your enemy. He says because desire is your enemy because it obstructs it covers the knowledge. It covers your viveka buddhihi. It covers your discriminative knowledge. See, vivekaha is twofold. One is dharma, adharma, vivekaha, satyam, mitya, vivekaha. What is real, what is not real, one viveka. Discriminative knowledge of what is real, what is not real. And then discriminative knowledge of what is right and what is wrong. This you need to have viveka with reference to both dharma, adharma, viveka you should have in order to have satyam mitya vivekaha. Because having satyam mitya vivekaha is what? Having discriminative knowledge of what is satyam, what is mitya is moksha. Isn't it? And that is the end for which you should first have what is right and what is wrong. That viveka shakti, with that buddhi which you have to preserve it, you have to sustain it, you have to maintain it, you should not lose it. You should not be robbed. Isn't it? Somebody gives some asset. Parents give some money, means you should preserve it. You should sustain it, you should maintain it. You can't allow the thieves to come and take away. Similarly, here also what now? Bhagavan has blessed you with the dharma, adharma, viveka, so that you will use that knowledge, you will prepare your mind, sharpen your intellect, and thereby you will have what now? Discriminative knowledge of satyam and mithya, you can become free. But if what? To have satyam, mithya, viveka, later on to have moksha, you should maintain that buddhi shakti. Maintenance of buddhi shakti will be possible. What now? Only when you are living, isn't it? Dharma. And for which what now? You have to manage your desires. If desire is not managed, it will become your master. Once it become a master, it will rob your viveka shakti totally. More powerful the desire, it will rob your buddhi totally. Okay, less powerful, you can maintain your buddhi shakti, viveka. If it stop the buddhi, the desire is more powerful, stronger the desire, it will cover your knowledge. Once it covers, then what will happen? You know, then you can't use your buddhi shakti. It is covered means, covered buddhi shakti will be as good as non-existent. What is as good as non-existent, it cannot be used. Once you do not use it, then you will be going against the dharma totally. You will become a slave of desire for good. Then that's all. Then there is no way of having the vivekam, discriminative knowledge of satyam and mithya. So it will keep you, it will ever keep you bound for, isn't it? What he says here, we'll read that verse. So threefold covering is going to say how this desire covers the our discriminative shakti, discerning power, buddhi shakti. Dhume na vriyate vannihi. Yatha darsho malena cha. Yathol bena vrito garbhaha.
Yathol bena vrito garbhaha.
Tatha tene dhamavritam. So, this verb, if you say, is a vridhatuhu. And vrunoti is the verb, active verb. Passive verb is vriyate. And a is a prefix. So, avrunoti covers. Avriyate is covered. Isn't it? Avriyate is covered. What is covered here? That is made very clear. Idam avritam. Idam avritam means what? This discriminative power, this viveka shakti, this jnanam, this knowledge is covered. This knowledge is covered. Idam means knowledge is covered. By what? He says, by what? By this desire. Desire covers your viveka buddhi, your jnanam. Your knowledge is covered by desire. Isn't it? Like what? He says, dhumena vannihi yatha avriyate. Dhumena avriyate. Dhumaha means smoke. By the smoke, fire is covered. Always the fire is, and fire can be prevented from being seen by the smoke. Isn't it? That means fire covers, that smoke covers the fire. Just as fire is covered by the smoke, it is one covering. Isn't it? Then later on, yatha malena darshaha. Malam literally means dirt. You can say dust here. Malam, any dirt is called malam. And malena, by dust, darshaha means darshaha or adarshaha, you can say both. Darshaha means mirror, adarshaha also means mirror only. Yatha darshaha, yatha adarshaha, malena avritaha. Just this one is avriyate, passive, present passive verb. Avritaha is past passive participle. It's been covered. Just as mirror has been covered by what now? The dust. Just as dust covers the mirror, the, you know, smoke covers the fire. One more covering is there. Yatha ulbena garbaha avritaha. Garbaha is ulbena avritaha. Just as this fetus in the, you know, the womb is covered by, isn't the embryo, this is womb. Now it's covered. So the threefold coverings, isn't it? The baby is covered, then fire is covered, then also what? Mirror is covered by three different things. And here one covering, when the smoke covers the fire, it is in fact, you can just fan and the smoke can be removed. It is not easy, difficult to remove the smoke, and then the smoke of course covers, but still it is easy to remove the smoke and then see the fire. Similarly, diseases arise. And those desires, when they very strong desires, they really try to cover the buddhi shakti. Immediately your knowledge of right and wrong comes into the buddhi shakti, says no, no, no.
Okay, no, you can't do the wrong thing. Why? If I do the wrong thing, I'll be incurring papam. Once I have papam, I have to pay for it. I'll be a split personality. Then which I'll be always agitated. All day I'm adequately more agitated. I don't want to be any more agitated. I want to be peaceful. I don't want to have any pricks and friction in my mind. So let me not have. Because I want to prepare my mind for jnanam. All I want is Bhagavan. I don't want to do any papa karma. Okay, immediately Buddhi Shakti tells you the what you're going to lose. You will become enemy for Bhagavan. Isn't it? Bhagavan. Therefore, immediately Buddhi Shakti comes and tells, if you can refrain from the wrong and if you can do it deliberately what is right, that means your Buddhi Shakti, he comes and helps you, means that can be fanned and easily the smoke can be removed. The simple desires do come. They try to cover the Viveka Shakti, but still they can be managed easily. Easily manageable desires are likened to the smoke covering the fire. Whereas sometimes the dust goes and sits on the transparent mirror, the layer of dust sits. If you simply fan or still it won't go. You need to wipe them. And then even if you wipe, sometimes the dust may not go. You may have to take a wet cloth and try to really, with hardship, you can remove, but still it is removable. Similarly, stronger the desire, it needs more effort to manage those desires. More effort is involved in managing those desires, because desires are very, very powerful. You can't just eat. Understand now? And sometimes, then suppose some desires are very strong, strongest desires remain root in your buddhi, whatever the Viveka Shakti buddhi says, no, that is not possible. Of course, even whether you involve in activities or not, it takes so long for those desires to be managed. Understand now? To neutralize those desires takes very long. Like what? Because very strongest desire, because it is like this fetus covered by the embryo, the womb, because this fetus which has to grow, you can't do anything about that. You can't undo it, nor can you. You can't just undo the desire. It's just there, naturally there. And what have it to do? It has to come out. It has to be managed. But how long it will take? 9 full months. Okay, the baby takes 9 full months. It is so strong rooted. It is part of you. You cannot do anything about it, isn't it? Similarly, this desire also is what now? Part of it. See, the problem is, desire is not something which is different from you. That is one thing you have to understand. The desire is something which forms part of the individual, which is just the thought. If one small hair, if you say, this small one hair is what now? As long as it sits, it's part of me. It falls, it's a different thing, isn't it? My skin is part of me, my nose is part of me, my mouth is part of me. It's all gross parts of me. What about desire? Subtle part of me. So how are you going to do it? Scrape it. Which part can you scrape and throw away? At least some cancerous cells you can operate and throw. But desire is a cancer which cannot be operated, no chemo, no radiation, nothing will work there. And so nothing will work. And if physical problems, we have solution. And even no psychiatrist, no psychologist, no psychotherapist, psychoanalyst, nobody can help in this matter. They only listen to the stories, whatever you go and tell them. You know, but they cannot really help you undo your desires, because desire is part of you. Undoing you, trying to undo your desires, trying to undo you. Isn't it? It's amazing to know that. That is why it has to be managed. It takes so long. You can't undo it. It takes so long. The stronger the desire, it takes very long to neutralize also. Isn't to manage those diseases also. And as long as the diseases are there strongly, and they really, the stronger the desire, the more it covers. It covers your Viveka Buddhi, your Jnanam. Understand now? Therefore, tata tena idam avritam. This is how. So what now? It robs your buddhi shakti. It covers. Then it one day can what now? Totally it can rob your viveka shakti. Stronger the desire and you just ignore everything, you do the wrong thing. Where is viveka buddhi? Your knowledge of right and wrong. Your actions are not in conformity with your knowledge. Then thought is knowledge of values is something. Then your actions are something. Then there is disintegration. Ayuktaha. Then you become ayogyaha. You know who ayogyaha? Ayogyaha means disintegrated person. Who is disintegrated? One whose the knowledge of right and wrong is different. What one's actions are not in conformity with right, knowledge of dharma, dharma. Isn't it? Then you are ayuktaha, ayogyaha. Unfit for knowledge also. Therefore, that is why he is called what? One who makes the yogya into ayogya is a thief. Understand now? Therefore, mahapapma. You makes a fit person into unfit person, eligible person into uneligible person, non-eligible person for jnanam. Qualified person into unqualified person. Isn't it? Therefore, we what now? It is a papma. Papi. Okay. Dhumena. Sahajena. Avriyate. Vannihi. See, you have to notice one point here. Sahajena dhumena. Is smoke away from fire. Where does this smoke come from? Therefore, where is the desire? Understand? That's what I said. Dhumena sahajena, the smoke which is inseparably with that, that which is as there is part of the fire, that fire, var avriyate is covered, vannihi the fire. Prakashatmakaha. Prakashatmakaha means what? The fire which is in the form of light, which is of the nature of light. Prakashaha eva atmakam yasya. Prakashatmakaha. That one who is of the nature of light, effulgence. Aprakashatmakena. Aprakashatmakena. See, prakasha atmakaha vannihi. Aprakashatmakaha dhumaha. The one who is of the nature of light, fire, prakashatmakaha. Aprakashakaha means what? That which is of the nature of covering. Darkness is of the nature of darkness. Isn't it? Smoke is of the nature of darkness. And which is out now? Which is of the nature of covering? Covering is its nature. And what is light? Fire? Fire is of the nature of illumining light. Yatha va darshaha malenacha. Just as this, no, this mirror is covered by dust. Yatha ulbena cha jarayuna garbhaveshtanena avrutaha. So what he says, ulbena cha jarayuna, mean what else? This ulbaha, ulbena, by thick embryo, what now? Garbaha, fetus is covered. Veshtanam means covering. That is why dhoti in Sanskritam is called veshti. Veshti, in Tamil we generally use the veshti. Veshti means dhoti because it covers. Isn't it? Okay. Garbha veshtanena, by the covering of the garbaha. Isn't it? What he says now? Avrataha. Achad. Iti. Achad. Iti. You have? What do you have?
Achad.
Achcharitaha. Okay, sorry. Okay. Achcharitaha means what? The verb here is chadayati. Say now. Chadayati. Achadayati.
Achadayati.
See, chadayati means covers. Achadayati also covers. Achadayati. Tenth conjugation. Achadayati covers. Okay? Like avrunoti, achadita, another words. Achadita participle. Achaditaha. Isn't it? Garbaha. Shankara uses simple different verb, that's all. Tatha tena idam avritam. He, Shankara also uses the word idam, just a pronoun. He does not say what that pronoun means. Shankara doesn't say, Krishna doesn't say. Why? Because he expects us to go to the following verse. I have already told you, idam means jnanam. Isn't it? Jnana means viveka buddhihi. I didn't say viveka buddhihi, jnanam. I said because viveka buddhi is implied by the jnanam here. Why jnanam? Why not buddhihi? Buddhihi is a feminine gender word. Jnanam is a neutral gender word. Therefore, I had to say idam only. Otherwise, you say yam, isn't it? Therefore, this discriminative knowledge is this discriminative, this power of discrimination, we completely covered by your desires. See, buddhi shaktihi is there. And there is a part of the mind is also what now? Desire is there which has the capacity to cover. Amazing, isn't it? See, look at this. The buddhi shakti always tells you what is right and what is wrong. This desire, it can just cover that knowledge. Isn't it?
It's born from it.
Now, born means, because it is born means also it has connection with the buddhi. Because you cannot have desire for something which is not known to you. See, there is always knowledge, you know. You cannot have desire for something unknown to you. We are going to see that. Asya adhishtanam uchyate, later we are going to see that. How, you know, indriyani, manaha, buddhihi, they all become adhishtanam for desires. We will see that later. Okay, now we will see the next verse. Kim punaha. Tad idam shabda vachyam. Okay. What is that then? You said this has been covered. This desire covers. You know who is covering? You know. Who is covering? Desire is covering. Like what? Like the smoke, like the dust, like the embryo, isn't it? Like the womb. This is covered. Is like the womb is covering, dust is covering, this smoke is covering, this is covering, this is covering. But covers what? What is idam? What does the word idam mean? This means. He says, Punaha. Tad idam shabda vachyam. See, what is indicated, meant by the word idam? Yat kamena avritam iti uchyate. Say, it is said here in this following verse, what is that which is covered by the desire? It's the next verse now. Avritam jnanametena. Avritam jnanametena.
Avritam jnanametena.
Jnanino nitya vairina.
Jnanino nitya vairina.
Kamarupena kaunteya.
Kamarupena kaunteya.
Dushpurenanalena cha. Avritam, I told you already what now. Avrita is a participle of avrinoti, covered. So covered, avritam, covered. What has been covered? Jnanam. Knowledge has been covered. Jnanam avritam. What is covered? Knowledge is covered. Idam, now understood what is idam. Jnanam avritam. Isn't it? So the previous words idam meaning, you understand here as what? Jnanam avritam. By what? Yetena. By this. Again idam. Yetena jnanam avritam. the knowledge has been covered by this. By this means what? By this enemy of the jnani. Jnanino nitya vairina. Jnanino nitya vairina. Jnaninaha nitya vairi. By the enemy of, no, eternal enemy of the jnani. Who is the enemy of the jnani? Desire only. Desire is always enemy for a jnani. Then, and who is this vairi? In which form is the, this wise person has an enemy, and in which form is the enemy? Hey, how can wise people said to be highly evolved people, they have no enemies at all? Isn't it? But still they have enemies. Who are their enemies? The enemy is in the form of desire. Why? In the jnani's mind, there is no room for desire. No accommodation available for desire. Desire comes for occupation. Desire wants to be there around. And jnani's mind, there is no place. Pushed out. There's no generosity. He just pushed out. Therefore, what now? If he doesn't give room, no place, no accommodation, means he won't be a friend, no? Therefore, jnaninaha nitya vairi. Why? Wise person is the one who revels in fullness. We saw in the whole second chapter, we studied how wise person is the one who revels in fullness. Because there is fullness, knowledge of reality, there is fullness, there is no sense of inadequacy, there are no wants, there are no needs. Therefore, where is desire? Desire has been resolved for good. Isn't it? All thoughts are completely resolved. There's no bhoktrutvam, kartrutvam, nothing is there. So desire cannot go near a wise person. Isn't it? That's why he says, jnanaha nitya vairi. Jnaninaha nitya vairi. Enemy of this wise person is who? In the form of kamaha, kamarupena. He says, hey Kaunteya, hey Arjuna, dushpurena analena. All the words mean only desire. Kamaha is what now? Jnani's enemy is desire. Jnani's enemy is in the form of desire. And that desire is what now? Is likened to the insatiable fire. Desire is also what? Like an insatiable fire. Dushpuraha analaha. I told many times in all the classes, fire is something, the very name fire is very beautiful in Sanskrit. You know, alam means enough. If you give food to somebody, we'll say enough. One point will say enough. I can't eat anything anymore. Why? There's no space. If you give money to somebody, how much money you want? Then one may not say enough. Isn't it? 10 million? 20 million? 100 million? 1000 million? Oh my God, I can't say no at all. If you give more, still money you can ask more and more and more. If they give anything else, any property, anything somebody gives you, you can ask for more. You can say enough with one thing. You know what is that? Food. You can't say, I'll pack for 1000 years or 100 years or 50 years and then take it in my fridge. Isn't it? All people are doing this in this country, isn't it? Keeping it for ages. Anyway. So what I'm saying here, and here the food is something you can always easily say what? Enough. Understand? And here this, all of us will say, but this fire alone, any amount of fuel you give, energy will consume all the fuel. Fire will consume all the fuel. Energy can consume, fire can consume. Jatragni is there, that is why we have to eat 3 times a day. Understand now, fire, if first says enough, again it will ask after 4 hours, 5 hours. Again you have to fill, again it will ask for more. Again you have to fill, again it will ask for Jatragni. Jatragni means what? Digestive fire also will be asking for more fuel. But you have to, at least it needs some time. This fire, no, the actual fire, my God, you give, okay, how many houses do you want to burn? Okay, five villages? What 5 villages? Nothing for me. It's like drinking nut or peanut for me. It will, I, how many ever, even, okay, two, three big, thick forests, and nothing. One cashew nut for me. It is even what now? It can consume any amount of, it can burn and reduce them into ashes. That's why fire is also, fire will never say enough with the fuel offered to it as food. That's why alam na yasya saha analaha. Okay, one who says never enough is who? Analaha. Nice name, Analaha. Okay? And this Analaha is Dushpuraha, insatiable. It can never satisfy fire. How was it? It's okay. You know, very dissatisfied, always insatiable. Similarly, desire also, even after having fulfilled so many desires, are you still there? Do you want anything anymore? Yes, it will say. That means what? Desire also will is as insatiable as the fire. That's why Dushpuraha Analaha is this Kamaha. And this Kamaha is the enemy of the wise person because he doesn't allow the desire to be around. Therefore, that Kamena, by the desire, this your jnanam, this viveka buddhihi is avrita asti. This jnanam is avritam asti, covered. Is it clear now? So what? Why Krishna is talking so much? Why? Because buddhi shakti cover gets covered means what? Then where is your power? You dance to the tunes of your desire only. That is when you do all wrong things. Isn't it? How an individual completely easily can be enslaved by one's own desires, then one can act to the tunes of one's, according to one's desires, then that is how, then when the buddhi is covered, one doesn't even know what one doing is wrong. Isn't it? That's why. Avritam yetena jnanam jnanino nityavairina. So knowledge is covered by this desire, enemy of the jnani. Jnani hi janati anena aham anarthe prayuktaha purvameva iti. See, jnani hi janati. Wise person knows. He knows what? He knows what is real, what is not real, isn't it? And therefore one who is reveling in fullness, therefore what now? One who is free from all limitations, one who knows what desire is. See, one, if you the person who revels in fullness, what is the method? How can I resolve my desire? How can I have mastery over desire? How can I be victorious over desire? How can I undo my desire? This desire is a pain. Isn't it? Just because you have headache, you can't cut and throw away your head. Isn't it? It's not practical. You have to have the head, but you have to get rid of only the headache. Similarly, here also, you can't undo your desire, but somehow you have to see that mind is, devoid of the desire. What to do? That is, can be you are victorious over desire totally, only in jnanam. In jnanam, when you know what the truth is, what is the source of the desire, what is the cause of the desire, isn't it? You know the source of desire. There is no desire can exist without you, the reality, the Atma, isn't it? The first source of desire is you. You know, the desire is dependent on you for its existence. Second thing, the desire, what is the cause of the desire? It is because desire is always caused by your sense of inadequacy centered on I. The desire will not be there. If there is no inadequacy, there won't be needs. Emotional dependence and needs will not be there. If the needs are not there, desire cannot be there. the desire is modified form of your needs, the needs are expressions of your sense of inadequacy centered on your I. That is because of a wrong notion about the self, ahankara. The wrong notion is because of wrong perception, isn't it? Wrong perception is because of your ignorance. For where there is ignorance, ignorance is not opposed to desire. Desire and ignorance are very good friends. Because ignorance allows the desire to be there, therefore not enemy, friends, it allows the desire to be there around. Whereas where there is jnanam, janati, jnani knows what desire is, what is the origin, what is the source, what is the cause, why desire is, he knows the horoscope of all the, he studied the chart of the whole, all biography of desire, jnani knows. Therefore, what now? Once you know what desire is, come on, desire, I do not have desire, desire is me. Understand now? Once you know desire is me, there desire is what, a fraction of fullness again. Isn't it? Then desire will resolve. When the desire cannot be destroyed, but can be resolved. Do you need to destroy the wave to see? Can you destroy the wave? If you know what the water is, if you say wave is water, you are not destroying the wave, you are only resolving the wave in the water. Similarly, if you know the source of, there can't be something called desire independent of you, then desire is you. He jnani knows, janati. Once, how does he know? I mean, he knows what I is. Therefore, what? Everything is me when he knows, then desire is resolved, then desire will be resolved, means desire cannot arise as an expression of inadequacy. Because jnani is mind, there is no inadequacy. Understand now? That is why jnani is said to be what now? Enemy of the desire. So he has understood, he has resolved. Janati. Only way to be victorious over desire is, to defeat the desire is, to resolve the desire. To resolve the desire is, to know what desire is, why desire is. Once you know why desire is, what desire is, you have resolved the desire. Why and what desire is. Jnani knows. Instead, if you try to undo the desire, it will be vain effort, isn't it? So he says, janati anena aham anarthe prayuktaha purvam, it is useless, isn't it? Desire has no sense for the jnani. Anarthe prayuktaha. So desire cannot cause any pain. Desire cannot even be there for a wise person. I have mentioned it earlier. Krishna says, dukhi cha bhavati.
Dukhi cha bhavati.
Nityameva.
Nityameva.
Ataha.
Ataha.
See, anarthaha. Purameva prayuktaha. Anarthe prayuktaha purameva. This jnani hi jana, jnani is janati. Anena aham anarthe prayuktaha puram eva iti. Therefore, he what now? He never nityam eva dukhi cha na bhavati. It will be na bhavati. Do you have na bhavati? Okay. So, jnani janati, already I have so told what now? This anarthe this desire alone is results in what now? Sorrow. Now, why the desire is, and this results in what? One becomes sorrowful, dukhi bhavati. Why? Because of this. Dukhi bhavati because of this desire only. Ataha asau
ज्ञानिनः नित्यवैरी न तु मूर्खस्य. सो ज्ञानिनः नित्यवैरी, मूर्खस्य न वैरी. The desire is not an enemy of the unwise, isn't it? Enemy of the ignorant person. Murkaha means ignorant here. Not, I don't want to say fool, okay? Murkaha means what? Ignorant person. The one who does not know what Atma, Anatma, Anatma Viveka, one who does not have, ignorant person, for him only what now? Is a nityavairi, not an enemy. Then what happens now? This be there. This desire will be there. And desire will be the cause of his sorrow all the time. That is how one becomes sorrowful, dukkhi bhavati. Something is missing here. The Bhashyam itself. Sahi. Anyway, I can make out. It's not a problem. See, anena aham anarthe prakti. I tell you, everything is together, Pitaji, like a big masala. All together, all at us all together. But I did it correctly only. Isn't it? Anarthe prayuktaha iti. So, the one becomes sorrowful because of this desire alone. Ataha asau jnaninaha nityavairi. Natnata murkhasya. Isn't it? Because desire can be with the murkha, it can cause sorrow also for a murkha. Isn't it? It cannot be with the wise person, it cannot cause any unhappiness for a wise person. It cannot be even there. How can he cause unhappiness? Sahi kamam.
Sahi kamam.
Trishna kale.
Trishna kale.
Mitram iva.
Mitram iva.
Pashyan. Tat karye.
Tat karye.
Dukhe prapte.
Dukhe prapte.
Janati.
Janati.
Trishnaya.
Trishnaya.
Aham.
Aham.
Dukhitvam.
Dukhitvam.
Apaditaha.
Iti
na purvameva. See, desire comes and desire impels a person go against dharma, or desire impels a person to do karma. One, the desire is not fulfilled, desire definitely results in what? Pain, causes sorrow. When they experience pain, then they say, my God, I did it because of my greed. If I didn't have desire at all, I wouldn't have done this. I wouldn't have gone through suffering, isn't it? So they say here, sahi ka sahahi, that murkha means murkha, okay? Kamam, trishna kale, mitram iva pashyan. When there is a trishna kalaha means what? When you are the time, you are completely impelled, governed by your desire. You are completely overpowered by your desire. That's called trishna kalaha. Trishna kalaha means what? Time of greed. When you are highly greedy means what? The greed covers your viveka shakti. The desire is there, and so the greed is so much that time you are completely overpowered by your greed. That time is called trishna kalaha. That time when you are very greedy. Trishna kala means what? When you are very greedy, then kamam mitram iva pashyan. You look at the desire as a friend. That means what now? You just don't even see if enemy is around, you're very careful and cautious. But you just ignore the desire. Mitram iva pashyan, seeing that like a friend. It's like Indian villages, we hear such noise like this. Villages. I've gone back to India. Some noise is there. It sounds like Indian villages, it will be like this. It will be making noises, no?
They've gone in.
Okay, so here, pashya dukkhe prapte. Then what happened? Pashya. Karye dukkhe prapte. So when you are completely overpowered by greed, that time you don't see the consequences. See, you are not allowed, you are prevented from seeing what now? You are prevented from seeing the consequences. Then you do it. Karye dukkhe prapte. When you finished doing something, impelled by your greed or desire, then dukkham comes. Dukkhe prapte.
Dukhe Prapti means what now? Yada Dukkam Prapnoti Enam. When Dukkam comes to you. Is it when you get Dukkam, when you become sorrowful, then Janati. Then he learns a lesson. What is the lesson he learns? Trishnaya Aham Dukkitvam Apaditaha. Trishnaya, it's by greed alone, I became what now? No? I became subject to sorrowfulness. Isn't it? When I became sorrowful, because of all the nouns I use, I became sorrowful because of what? My own greed. My sorrow is because of my greed. So, swayam krita aparadha. My greed is responsible for my sorrow. Iti. If, when do you get? Karye dukhe prapte. After you suffer, after you get the pain, you realize that. Na purvam. Not before you do the action. Why? This is what? Before action, if you are aware of, if you are conscious of the consequences, then at least you would have stopped. So, na purameva, before the dukkham comes, before you are not able to see the consequences. Why? Because your jnanam avritam, your discerning power has been covered by your greed and desire, isn't it? That's what he says. Ataha. Asau jnaninaha eva nityavairi. Eva nityavairi. Therefore, he becomes enemy for whom? Enemy of the wise person, jnani. Kim rupena? Kama rupena? Kama ichaya eva?
Icchaya eva.
Kama rupena means kamaha. Icha. Kamaha is a masculine gender word. Icha is another word, isn't it? Kamaha, desire. Icha eva rupam asya. In what form is the enemy? What is the form of the enemy? Okay? Icha eva rupam. Enemy is not with the head and hands and legs, okay, or with the black skin or white skin. This enemy is in the form of desire. There is no enemy, isn't it, in a human form or in your animal form or in a non-living, the form of non-living thing. Enemy is in the form of your desire. He says no. And which desire he says here? Kama rupaha.
Kama rupaha.
Okay. Tena. Dushpurena.
Dushpurena.
Dukhena puranam.
Dukhena puranam.
Asya.
Asya.
Iti. Dushpuraha.
Dushpuraha.
It is very difficult to satisfy the fire. By giving fuel, very difficult to satisfy. That means what? You can never satisfy. Difficult to satisfy means you can never satisfy. That's why dukkhena puranam means what now? With difficulty you have to satisfy. The satisfaction is done with, is what now? Made with great effort and difficulty. That means it never cannot be satisfied at all. That's why easy explanation is what? Insatiable. Dushpuraha tena. Okay. Dukhena puranam. Say no.
Dukhena puranam.
Asya.
Asya.
Iti.
Iti.
Fulfillment of the desire is with, involves great effort and pain. Therefore, what now? Dukhena puranam asya. Iti dushpuraha.
Tena.
Analena.
Analena.
So, tena analena. Okay? With that desire, which is like an insatiable fire. Now he says analena, his Shankara is explaining analena. Na asya alam.
Na asya alam.
Na
asya.
Asya. Asya. For this fire, na, not alam enough. Not enough for the fire. What is not enough? For whom? Asya. For this fire. Na alam, not enough. Alam, what another word in Sanskritam? Paryaptihi. Alam na vidyate iti analaha. Say now. Alam na vidyate iti analaha. Alam, what another word for alam? Paryaptihi na vidyate aparyaptaha. Understand now? That means what? There is no enough, the word enough, in the dictionary of fire. Okay, the fire say, what is enough? What does the word fire enough mean? The fire will ask. That means enough is a word which doesn't have any sense with reference to fire, isn't it? Therefore analaha. And similarly, desire also is like what? Dushpuraha analaha. You can never satisfy your desire. Never can you fulfill. Never a sense of fulfillment, having fulfilled your desires. Why? The desire will never give you fulfillment, because having fulfilled one desire will be what now? There'll be another desire. One desire will be, this is 10 more desires. That is why dushpuraha analaha. Understand now? That desire that covers the viveka buddhi. Viveka buddhi is very powerful, it covers, then after that only you get the viveka. What is that? When you become slave of the desire, when you act according to your desire, then the desire, the fruit of the desire comes in the form of dukkham, then you feel, then you regret, then you say what now? Aham mama dukkatvam apaditam. Aham dukkitvam apaditaha. I became object to pain and sorrow, isn't it? Now I had a status of being the sorrowful now. Dukkit mama, I am painful, I am sorrowful. That status. Now, why? How did I get it? Because of my desire only. Trishna only. Therefore, kim adhishtanaha punaha. Adhishtanaha means what? Now then, what is the, for this desire to be there, to cause problems. Enemy is, therefore enemy causes troubles. Enemy always causes constant agitation in the mind. It doesn't allow you to be peaceful. Once the desire is there, you cannot sleep peacefully. Okay? Because it always will come out with the desire is there. The desire tell you all plans and ideas how to fulfill your desire. How to fulfill. And it will start scheming. Now one desire comes to buy something, then it will start thinking, now where is the money, what is the budget, how can I get it, where should I go, where should I buy it, how can I manage it. You will start scheming and planning to fulfill the desire. Desire leads to what now? Planning of the fulfillment of your desire. That scheming is called what? Churning of the mind. Okay? That is why the churner of the mind, desire is said to be the churner of the mind. Manaha matnati iti manmataha. You know that? Matnati, gachati, patati, remember? Like that, matnati means what? Churns. And manaha churns. Who? Kamaha. Desire is the churner of the mind. Now it starts churning the mind. When it starts churning means what now? Desire comes, you start planning. When to go, where to go, how to get, whom to meet, how should I do? If it doesn't happen, then when, where, how? You scheme whole program. Where is it available? How is it available? How to get it? How much money I need? Where to go and get the money? Who should I meet? When? What? My God, you had a big planning. Scheming. That whole scheming is what now? Lots of thoughts will come in the mind. That's called mind being churned, isn't it? That's called matnaha. That's why desire is said to be a churner of the mind. Is par manmatha. Understand now? In Puranas, we depict you what now? He is personified as what now? Manmatha. And he is a friend of Vasanta Rutu, this spring season. And he comes with his arrow. You know what is the arrow? Flower is the arrow. He comes with the arrow, is the flower, and he comes with his friend. No, Rati is his wife, partner, who? Attachment, Rati. Desire comes with attachment, you know that? Wife, husband, wife, they come. Inseparable couple. Desire and attachment, they come together, and they with the what now? They can come only when they can come, the spring season. And what is the arrow? Flower is the arrow. This is a beautiful description, Kumara Sambhav, we should study that. Anyway, I want to go to that. So that another, I have left all this samsara business long ago. I come to Vedanta now, isn't it? That's all, I'm not interested. Anyway, but still you can see how beautifully personified these diseases are. No? This is personified as manmatha. I mean, imagine how much one must have thought about desire. One should have thorough knowledge of what desire is all about. Only then you can personify desire as a manmatha. And you can call that person, her personification as of desire as what? Manmatha.
What is the resolution?
We'll see later. Last we'll see. Jnanam. Knowledge is the only astram. Take and okay? Chop it. That is why in India always they use the buddhi. Never, because we can't undo anything. No bombing, no guns, and no, nothing will destroy. Okay, buddhi, only jnanam. Only in jnanam you can resolve. No? That is why we don't need to go for this man-made business. We have to use sharpness of intellect only to undo anything wrong. Anyway, so similarly here also jnanam is the only solution. Jnanam is the only solution. Viveka is the shakti. Viveka is the most powerful weapon. Discriminative knowledge is the most powerful weapon with which alone you can destroy the enemy inside. Then there's no enemy outside. Isn't it? Amazing. Thanks about all our rishis. And so he says, so, if the enemy is, you know, he causes troubles, you know, because churns the mind, causes troubles means, this enemy, you don't see outside, somewhere hiding in you, isn't it? Not outside. You can't perceive. Therefore, what now? It is there, in you. Isn't it? Somewhere sitting means, it must have a hiding place. Isn't it? Hiding place is there. Where is he hiding, this enemy? No, you are not, if you suppose outside me should throw it away, but it's part of you, it is hiding. Adhishtanam. No, where is the location? He says, Manaha. Your antakkaram is the place where it is hiding. And for who? Supporters also must be there. No? Without supporters, enemy cannot survive in you. Always, any anti-social element is the society, supported by who? The same society, people of the society only, not outsiders. Outsiders cannot come and help social elements, isn't it? Anti-social elements. Who are supporters? Same people only. Similarly, your own, the things which are part of you, who are conducive, who provide the conducive atmosphere for the enemy desire to have somehow to remain rooted, to have its roots. So he says here, punaha kamaha jnanasya avaranatvena vairi sarvasya lokasya iti apekshayam aha. A jnanam, because jnanasya nitya vairi, this opposed to, this desire is opposed to knowledge. Jnanam opposed to desire, therefore it is enemy of the knowledge. And he says, that is why what I said, sarvasya lokasya, it is enemy of the entire universe, means what? Any human being, enemy is one who affects one's being, the very being, one who affects your natural being, natural nature is what now, one who disturbs your natural being, isn't it, is enemy, that's desire only. Therefore he said, lokasya
iti apekshayam ah. Because that is why he want to say it's enemy of the entire universe. Jnatehi Shatroho Adhishtane Sukhena Shatru Nibarhanam Kartum Shakyate Iti. So Shankara says beautifully, he says, if you know the location of the desire, where he is hiding this enemy, and who are the supporters of this enemy, if you know, it is easy to go and catch and kill him. How can, if you don't know anything about the whereabouts of the enemy, supporters of the enemy, how can you catch an enemy? Isn't it? How can you imprison him or kill him? Isn't it? If the enemy has been caught, means you should know all about the enemy. Slow verification, slowly you have to, very carefully, you have to probe and find out things. So he says, that is why here also what now? Shatru Nibarhanam, destruction of the enemy, we, you know, it is easy to do the destruction of the enemy effortlessly if the Adhishtanam is known. If the location of the place of hiding is known. Isn't it? Therefore he says, what is that? He says, Indriyani Mano Buddhi,
Indriyani Mano Buddhi, Asyadhishthana Muchyate, Asyadhishthana Muchyate, Yetair Vimohayatyesha, Yetair Vimohayatyesha, Yetair Vimohayatyeshah, Vimohayatyeshah, Jnanamavrutya Dehinam, Jnanamavrutya Dehinam.
He says, Indriyani Manaha Buddhihi, three places. What is the now? Indriyani Manaha. Manaha is the actual hiding place, mind. And who are the supporters? Buddhihi is supportive. Internal supports. Okay, how I tell you. Indriyani. Indriyani what now? Now which buddhihi? One side of buddhi is supportive. One side of buddhi at least helps to manage. Okay, now I tell you how. Indriyani sense organs. They're all supporters. Support means what now? Somehow they sustain the existence, sustenance. They sustain the desire. Desire cannot survive without the mind, without the buddhi, and without the senses. It needs survival, support for survival, no? Therefore, what no? Adhishtanam uchyate. Asya kamasya. The senses, mind and intellect are said to be the adhishtanam, location, no, supporting agents, said to be supporting agents for this desire. Yetaihi, using, taking this help of all these senses, mind and intellect, what now? Vimohayati, hiding there, and he causes delusion. Who? This desire causes delusion. How? Hiding in the mind. How does he hide? With support of the mind, with support of buddhi, support of senses. Then how does it cause delusion? Jnana mavritya, covering the intellect. It comes, sits there, covers the intellect, causes delusion. Understand now? It's very good, huh?
Yeah.
Whom does it delude? The mind. It covers the individual. It deludes the individual. Understand now? Why do you say sensor supporters? If the senses do not send report to what is, the desire for an unknown object cannot happen. Isn't it? First they send the report. Available. All ads are what now? Kama. No, supports of kama only. The trigger more comes. Desire is not created by the senses. Poor senses, don't blame them. Desire is not created by the senses. They only trigger the desire. Desire is already naturally there. Why?
in the form of what? Desire is unmanifest in you. In a subconscious, unconscious desire is there for so many things. Unfulfilled desires are there. Why? Because there are lots of needs. The dependency is there. Sense of inadequacy centered on I is sitting there. Insecurity is there. I am small. The fundamental problem of smallness centered on I is there. Therefore, desire has its roots where? In the ignorance. Nothing can shake desire. So powerful the desire is. Why? It has its roots where? No, ignorance. As long as ignorance is there, ignorance is like a big tap root for the desire. You cannot undo desire at all, isn't it? Because it has its all its, you know, this ignorance is the root cause. It is always there. Only it is hiding, unmanifest, now subconscious. It is triggered. To be triggered, you should know what now. Senses should report. Come on, I have seen this person. I have seen this object. I have seen, come on, this is available. This music is available. This is available. All the report goes in. Oh, I don't like it. Then dvesha comes. That's okay. No? Oh, I want this. Immediately desire. Desire, dvesha and raga. Both are desires only. I want this to happen. I want this not to happen. Also is what? Desire only. Raga and dvesha, likes and dislikes are two sides of the same coin. Desire, they come out, isn't it? Then they come. But for the desire to come, even though senses report, you cannot have desire something which you do not know at all. Where is the knowledge? Buddhi. There is a cognition, isn't it? There is a knowledge of objects which is already there. Okay, then the senses report what you know already. They are available. Then the desire comes. So, buddhi and senses. The desire, where does it come? When the desire comes, that desire is part of what? Mind, manaha. When desire comes, as soon as desire comes, first thing it does is what? It covers the buddhi, viveka. Then it causes delusion. Understand now? Etehi vimohayati dehinam. Then what does the man do? What moha comes? And he does the wrong action or right action and earns punya papa. When the punya papas are there, again this pain and then worrying and then saham dukkitam apaditaha, aham dukki abhavam, katham aham sukham gatam, like all these lamentations and worries and pain. No talking ill of the problems, again one goes again and again and again and again one does the things. Then there's no way of getting rid of diseases. So, freeing one from the hold of desires. How to be victorious? Bhagavan says in the last verse, you have to wait for the next class. How to be victorious over desire? What can I do with the desire? Our Shastram does not say you should undo desire. Understand now? Shastram only says understand what desire is. That's the beauty of it. So, who is deluded here? The mind is deluded. It is there as a part of the mind. It is there, supported by buddhi and senses. And desire comes. First, buddhi alone helps the desire to come. Allows the enemy to come. The once it comes, okay, then it pushes the buddhi out. That is why you ought to know. Vimohayit. There is a dushta, isn't it? Then what now? It covers the buddhi. It overpowers, takes over the whole antakaranam for itself. Then causes delusion. Then makes the human being suffer. What now? Making it bound by samsara. Nice to know, isn't it? This is something nice, isn't it, to know about this year. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.